I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that 30,000 people in South Carolina will have a stroke this year. To talk about specific steps that individuals can take to lower their risk of stroke is Dr. Daniel Lackland, co-director of the MUSC Stroke Research and Education Center. Dr. Lackland, we have a very high rate of stroke here in South Carolina. Why is that? What's going on here in our state?
In South Carolina, we lead the nation in our strokes. In addition, we have a very significant portion of our population that have strokes at an earlier age, and so they're having strokes about 10 years earlier.
And Dr. Lackland, what's the cause?
There's a variety of things that we do know. Number one at the top of the list is elevated blood pressure, and that's something that we can talk more about there. But individuals that have been diagnosed with elevated blood pressure, they need to get that blood pressure under control. If they're being prescribed medicine, they need to take that medicine. We need to think about lifestyle. Lifestyle that can contribute to blood pressure can be an increased salt diet. We eat a lot of salt in the South. We eat a lot of salt in South Carolina. We need to maybe curb some of that. Getting that exercise, weight control, it's not healthy to be overweight. And so to bring those things in together, that in addition reduces our stroke risk, but in particular lowers our risk of elevated blood pressure. And that subsequently helps us out as we can prevent strokes from actually occurring.
I'm wondering what else we can do as individuals in addition to these lifestyle changes to help protect ourselves against stroke.
The other piece, too, that we have to address with regards to stroke is what happens when an individual does have a stroke. And a very key component of stroke is that early recognition. And that's one that we really want to focus in on, because we can't necessarily prevent the stroke after we've already had one, but we can prevent the consequences. We can prevent the disability.
And now you're talking about getting to a stroke center quickly.
Absolutely. Recognizing those symptoms, knowing what the symptoms are.
Dr. Lackland says possible stroke symptoms include numbness or weakness of the face, arm, or leg, sudden confusion, trouble speaking or understanding, blurred vision, sudden trouble walking, dizziness, loss of balance or consciousness, and sometimes sudden severe headache.
In these types of symptoms of stroke, it's extremely important that we seek care immediately. That's not waiting to see if it can go away. That's seeking care immediately. And the way that that's done is you pick up the phone and dial 911. You don't ask your friends and you don't try to see if somebody's available with a car. The essential part of that is that if you're recognized quickly and you seek the care in that little short window of opportunity, we can certainly save your life and then also prevent those other complications that we've been discussing.
Dr. Lackland, talking more about making lifestyle changes to help prevent stroke, how significant are these changes in reducing our risk of stroke?
If I reduce my cholesterol intake, if I control my blood pressure, if I reduce my weight and I get exercise, I am significantly reducing the risk that I'm going to have of having a stroke, and then I'm further going to reduce that risk of actually dying of a stroke. The other piece of it, though, even if individuals are older and they have had a stroke, doing these things can reduce my risk of having a second stroke or a third stroke, and that's another very important consideration.
Dr. Lackland, thank you so much for providing this update about stroke prevention.
Indeed, my pleasure.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.